Welcome back to the Spoken Wood Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vanderlist, and for today's episode, we have an article titled Woodworkers' New Year's Resolutions, and was written by not one, but four contributors to the Highland Woodworking blog and newsletter. The authors are Stephen D. Johnson, Lee Laird, George T. Terry Chapman, and Curtis Turner. And the article was originally posted January 5, 2012. Now, to find more great posts like today's, visit the Highland Woodworking blog at www.blog.woodworkingtooltips.com, or as I always do, you'll find links in the show notes at our website to get you there that much quicker. So without further delay, let's get on with the show. Woodworkers' New Year's Resolutions, written by Stephen D. Johnson, Lee Laird, George T. Terry Chapman, and Curtis Turner, written for the Highland Woodworking blog, originally posted January 5, 2012. Several of our wood news contributors sent us their New Year's resolutions as inspiration or entertainment for the rest of us. Here are four of the ones submitted. Stephen D. Johnson, Racine, Wisconsin. 1. Get better at sharpening. Merely slicing paper or shaving hair from my arms is not good enough. I want to sharpen an edge that will split molecules. A plain blade that will go through a drop of water and produce hydrogen and oxygen is my goal. 2. No inventor. I hope to at least be a modifier and create the perfect woodworking apron. I should probably also resolve to fulfill my resolutions, since this one was one of my goals last year, too. 3. Either find a convenient and easy way to get glue out of my pants and shirts, or be less messy when doing glue-ups. Removing the dried glue is probably a more realistic goal. 4. Reread all of Alan Knoll's columns. I have to get better at finishing. 5. New Year's resolutions should be oriented towards self-improvement. However, I want new tools. I'll figure out how to reconcile this soon. Lee Laird, Austin, Texas. 1. I have been working slowly on building a replica of a Gibson Les Paul guitar for quite a bit longer than is truly needed. I resolve to have it in playing shape by the end of March 2012, at the latest. Eek! 2. My workshop is a double-car garage, but it's still large enough to complete decent-sized projects. The problem is, it was originally more a storage garage. Recently, I've installed a shed and adding some flooring in my attic to aid in increasing floor space in my shop. I will completely reorganize my shop space and tools so I can more easily do my woodworking. I might even find space for a full-sized workbench. 3. I have 4 projects I drew up on paper in the first quarter of 2011. An entertainment center, a cool lamp, a router table, and some bookcases. I made a small bit of progress on one of the 4, but really should have finished all 4 of the projects. I will have all finished before our 2012 Lee Nielsen event season begins in August. Since our 2011 season ends in May, I'll at least have a couple of months, even if I'm sluggish starting in the early part of 2012. 4. Lastly, and of course not least, I will continue to work on both my written and spoken words to hopefully better share woodworking thoughts in my articles and at our Lee Nielsen events. I suppose this resolution will only be measurable by those who either read my articles or attend our events, so I'll be looking to all of you for input at the end of next year. George T. Terry Chapman, Fairburn, Georgia. 1. I will find some good classes to go to. Highland offers a wonderful range of woodworking classes with the added advantage, for me, of no air travel and no hotel bills since I can come back to my own house every night. In addition, I plan to look into the John Campbell Folk School just over the Georgia line in North Carolina. They offer a wonderful range of classes from a weekend to a full week on a wide variety of subjects from kaleidoscopes to quilting to calligraphy. I kind of like the fly rod stuff. Room and board are included in their fees, and you stay in a dorm on-site and eat family-style in the dining room. To be fair, for lunch, Highland points you to the saloon next door, where you can eat family-style with your class and quite often the instructor, too. 2. I will clean the filters of my dust collectors. I looked up at the ambient air cleaner in the ceiling of the shop the other day, and it must have had a pound of dust in it. The filter is 2 inches thick, and it costs upwards of $30 when you buy a new one. She would hate to ruin it. 3. I am moving out all the plywood and pegboard that I have in the shop. I do not like plywood and I do not like things made with plywood. I had some plywood imported from Russia one time and it smelled like a wet dog whenever you cut it. Pegboard is a project killer for me. I'm going to stick with real wood and concentrate on fine woodworking, whatever that is. 4. I will finish my sculptured rocker. the one on display at Highland. I want to rock in that bad boy, and I want the right side to match the left side when I finish it. 5. I want to turn a hollow vessel. It is one of the many gaps in my turning skill set, and I just think it is something I need to do well before I can rightfully call myself a wood turner. 6. Add the skew to that. Still working on that boy. 7. I plan on cleaning the shop very well at least one time this year. I will get down on my hands and knees with the shop vac and clean every square foot of the floor. I also think it may be the time to throw away all those cutoffs I have been saving for heaven knows what. They tend to build up over the years, especially since I really hate to throw wood away. 8. Clamps are all over the floor. I have no good place to store them, and it would be a real joy to have them in one place, easily and quickly accessible to a project. I may do a cart, or I may try to clean off a wall somewhere and build a wall rack. 9. My son laughs at me all the time for the roll-top desk, which has been about 85% finished for the last 15 years. Perhaps this is the year. Of course, he claims it's such a tradition, seeing it there unfinished, he would really miss it if it got finished and moved up to the house. Oh yeah, there's a tilt-back rolling desk chair which is only partially refinished, and the new mahogany writing table, oh, and the oak barrister's bookcase, the second cherry shaker candle stand, the walnut school house clock, plus about 20 bowls. Better be a long year. 10. I'm going to fix the work table behind the table saw. Right now, it is about 4 inches higher than the table saw, so if I want to use it as support when I push a board through the saw, it is too tall. Plus, right now, it has all those bowls and the clock on top of it in the way. I plan to clean it off, level it up, and then mark the legs for cutting to the saw height, the same way you level a chair. 11. And last, I want to learn to make my own custom moldings. I find the subject fascinating, both for the detail involved, the lack of noise and dust, and the universality of the methods used. It appears that virtually any molding can be made entirely by hand, and with a few of the right tools, it is achievable by most of we amateurs. Go look at Big Pink, don't ask, on the blog, musingsfrombigpink.blogspot.com. Of course, he sells the tools also. 12. Oh yes, I want to learn the bass guitar. I find myself picking out the bass line in any song, and in another life, if I could choose, I would like to be able to sing bass in a Southern gospel quartet. Whenever I find myself playing a little air guitar, it is always the bass line. I'll never be able to sing it. Maybe I can learn to play it. Curtis Turner, Round Rock, Texas. 1. Make a shop stool. I find that I'm always moving my shop stool from one end of my shop to the other. This is a minor inconvenience, however, it tends to break the rhythm of my work to stop and retrieve the stool. 2. Attend the annual AAW Turning Symposium in San Jose, California, and Southwest Association of Woodturner Symposium in Waco, Texas. I have found that national and regional symposias tend to be very inspirational. They offer a fantastic opportunity to learn from experienced turners. It is also a great way to meet and talk with turners from all over the world. 3. Successfully complete the management of the Central Texas Woodturner Association's gallery exhibit at the Austin Bergstrom International Airport. The Austin Airport is well known for its support of local business, restaurants, musicians, and artists. I am very excited about this opportunity to display some of the works from Central Texas Woodturners. The exhibit is scheduled for the spring of 2012. 4. Take a blacksmith class in hopes of better understanding how metals are worked into tools. What are your woodworking New Year's resolutions for 2012? And that was Woodworkers New Year's Resolutions, written by Stephen D. Johnson, Lee Laird, George T. Terry Chapman, and Curtis Turner for the Highland Woodworking Blog, originally posted January 5, 2012.